From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions ease on the Korean Peninsula after 3 days of negotiations. South Korea and North Korea have agreed to defuse their latest confrontation. There was no immediate announcement from either nation on details of the agreement, but the South's Yonhap News Agency said the North was voicing regret for recent provocations, and the South agreed conditionally to end the use of loudspeakers to broadcast propaganda across the border into the North. Worries about China's slowing rate of economic growth continue to fuel falling stock and oil prices around the world. In Asia, Shanghai's stock index plunged more than 8%, Japan's main market lost more than 4%, and Hong Kong was down more than 5%. Key European indexes were off 4% or more. U.S. markets are also down. French President François Hollande on Monday bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on a Briton and three Americans who subdued a gunman aboard a train on Friday. At a ceremony in Paris, Mr. Hollande pinned medals on the chests of Briton Chris Norman and American Spencer Stone, Alex Scarletos, and Anthony Sadler. He said their actions last week in the face of terrorism provided a message of courage, solidarity, and hope. Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from a hospital on Monday. The release of the patient begins a 42-day countdown to being declared free of the virus. For more news, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said Monday in Tehran, international sanctions against Iran could be eased as soon as next March. The top British diplomat says Iran and the United States could endorse the accord by October. Britain and Iran reopened embassies in London and Tehran Sunday. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Monday the world will eventually look at the agreement as the dawn of better relations with the Islamic Republic. U.S. President Barack Obama delivers a speech Monday in Las Vegas that focuses on cleaning up the country's energy production. The president will offer the keynote address Monday at the National Clean Energy Summit in Nevada. Brian Deese, the president's senior climate change advisor, says Mr. Obama's speech is part of the president's continuing efforts to speak out about how climate change is affecting people's lives and the importance of clean energy. The head of UNESCO has called the destruction by Islamic State militants in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra a war crime. On Sunday, militants blew up the 2,000-year-old Baal Shaman Temple. The action came nearly a week after the beheading of Khalid Assad, an archaeologist and former head of antiquities in Palmyra. Thousands of troops marched in Ukraine's capital on Monday to mark the 24th anniversary of the country's independence from what was then the Soviet Union. Soldiers who fought in the government's campaign against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine marched through central Kiev carrying rifles. They were cheered by civilians, many wearing the country's national dress of embroidered shirts. The parades, this year's parade did not include the heavy military hardware seen in previous ones. A Sudanese migrant who walked the length of the Channel Tunnel from France to Britain has pleaded not guilty to charges in a British court. Abdul Haroon, 40, appeared via video link from a prison Monday to enter a plea on an obscure 19th century charge of causing obstruction to an engine or carriage using a railway. Speaking through an Arabic language interpreter, Haroon said he was not guilty of the offense. The Colorado movie theater gunman will be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole at a 3-day hearing following his conviction for the 2012 killing of 12 people and the wounding of 70 others at a movie theater near Denver. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.